Anne Boleyn's request to God was for forgiveness to Henry and Jane, now married and responsible for her bloodshed. But as Anna Netrebko told us, Anne Boleyn's heart full of vengeance. And we saw it in her face and we heard it in the music, not only the music that accompanied her, but the music that she sang. You could practically hear her spitting her plea for clemency for the couple. And here is Anna Netrebko taking a solo bow in a small spotlight in front of a black curtain. She's wearing a simple black gown with a cinched waist, her dark hair long and loose. She's applauding for members of the orchestra. She had picked up her long hair and held it high on her, the back of her head, as she walked upstage into the light and toward
and
her
I
death.
And I can't think of anyone else who could do this better than Anna Netrebko. It was a gesture of defiance.
Here's the chorus. And supernumeraries who played the members of King Henry VIII's court. Donald Palumbo joining them in the center, the chorus master of the Metropolitan Opera, in his opening night tuxedo. Here's Eduardo Valdez, who sang the role of Hervé. Tenor Eduardo Valdez, who's been singing at the Met since he debuted as the gondolier in Death in Venice in 1994. Keith Miller sang the role of Rochefort, or George Boleyn, who was Anne's brother. Mezzo-soprano Tamara Mumford, who played the role of Mark Smeaton, just looking awfully bloody.
A real mess, yeah.
Here's Stephen Costello as Percy. Stephen Costello will sing the role of Percy in all 12 performances of Anna Bolena. He comes from Philadelphia. And our King Henry VIII, Ildar Abdrazakov, the bass from Ufa, Russia. He will also sing Dosifei in Khovanchina in February and March. Today is his birthday. This is our Jane Seymour, Yekaterina Gubanova. Jane Seymour, also known as Giovanna in this opera. And again, Anna Netrebko, Russian soprano, in her first Met opening night. She's taking hands with her entire cast. This season celebrates her 10 years since her Met debut. She will sing the role of Manon in the spring. Anna Bolena is her 12th role for the Metropolitan Opera. Maestro Marco Armiliato is joining them on stage in his tie and tails. By the end of this season, he will have conducted his 300th Met performance. And he joins hands with the cast for a group bow. With sort of shadowy arches as the set behind them. And now Yekaterina Gubanova is bringing the production team on stage. David McVicker, the director. Robert Jones, set designer. Jenny Tiramani, the costume designer. Polly Constable, the lighting designer. Pretty much all English production team, I believe.
And Scottish, David McVicker.
David McVicker is from Scotland. The rest of the group that I mentioned, Robert Jones from London, Jerry Tiramani from London, right. Polly Constable from Brighton, England. Everyone taking a bow together. You're listening to Metropolitan Opera Radio on Sirius XM. Once again, a step-down bow for Tamara Mumford. Stephen Costello. Ildar Abdrazakov in a marvelous outfit of gold and red hose and fur trim. Yekaterina Gubanova. Anna Netrebko. Flipping all that long brown hair toward her back. And a group bow again. I'm Margaret Jonathwaite. William Berger has been with me, and I want to thank our guest for tonight, Ira Siff. So we're off and running, Will.
Yes, one broadcast down, 101 to go this season.
And our next broadcast live is tomorrow evening, and that's going to be the season premiere of Verdi's Nabucco, featuring Jelica Lucic in the title role and Maria Gulagina, Renee Tatum, Yong-Hoon Lee, and Carlo Colombara with Paolo Carignani conducting. So that's Tuesday, September 27th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, 7:30
p.m. 7:30, and I'm very excited. I love Nabucco so much. I can't wait for tomorrow night. Bring it on.
Our music producer is J. David Sachs, operations director John Kurzweil. Broadcast engineers Ed Hartley and Bob Hewitt. The broadcast stage manager is Laurie Squire. Our writer is Mr. William Berger. The associate producer is Matthew Principe, with production assistance from Lee Ellen Venn. Our producer tonight is Lauren Tulajan, and our senior producer is Mary Jo Heath. The Metropolitan Opera's music director is James Levine. The principal conductor is Fabio Luisi, and the general manager is Peter Gelb. Just to let you know, the cast is taking a stroll out to the front of the Metropolitan Opera House to go out to greet those people who were out in the plaza
and take
for
a bow.
The live broadcast.
Yes, and the handheld camera is following them. Now, we told you we bring you broadcasts. We bring you what were live broadcasts from the Met's archives going back to 1931. Tonight at midnight, can I tell them?
Mm-hmm.
Il Pirata of Bellini, more bel canto beauty coming to you at midnight with Bruno Campanella conducting Renee Fleming, Marcello Giordani, and Dwayne Croft. Midnight tonight, Il Pirata.
So stay with us. For William Berger, I'm Margaret Jontwaite, and this is Metropolitan Opera Radio on Sirius XM.